97.9 FM, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. Jimmy Rialli, you're just one of my favorite people. So nice to see your smiling face across from mine this morning.
It is such a pleasure to be here with you, Deborah. I've missed seeing your face.
Me too. And, you know, so now you're private, so I can't just pop in and see you. Not that I did a lot of popping in when you were when you were formerly at Carolina Crossroads at the Carolina Inn, but was it about a year ago you made a transition? You are now at the Chapel Hill Country Club.
Yeah, I'm at Chapel Hill Country Club. It's been 10 months.
Oh, so I was close.
Yeah, you're close. And it's been going really, really well. It's a lot different than,
well, I was gonna say,
than what I was doing, with the Carolina Inn. But it's still very challenging in its own way.
Starts with a C.
Yeah, it's close. It's Chapel Hill.
We'll talk about, I'm sure that there were, when you went into it, you didn't realize some of the differences you were going to find working in a restaurant hotel situation versus a country club situation.
Yeah. It was, it's different in the fact that, at a freestanding restaurant, you always have your regulars, that come in, and that might be once a week or, a couple times a week. Here, I've got the same members that are coming in quite often. So it's important to for me to keep the menus changing constantly and putting new items in so that they always have different options, to choose from, and it doesn't get boring.
So are you able to change the menu seasonally just like you were at Carolina Crossroads?
I actually change it more.
Can you?
I change it more, yeah.
You buy local and all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah. I'm still doing a lot of the local thing. Even though I've been at the club this year, I was still involved with the Farm to Fork Picnic, the Pepper Festival, all these great events that I was still doing over there. And I'm going to continue to do that, of course. But local is still really important to me, and it's something that the club, I think, has really embraced too.
Well, how different are the hours?
They're different. I don't have to worry about breakfast anymore, which is
amazing. So you kind of have a life with your family.
I do.
Imagine that.
It's really nice. We are closed on Mondays, so it is a lot different where, I'm always have been in that mindset of it's basically 365 days.
Yeah.
It never closes. It never shuts down. So here I have a little more time to breathe and relax. And, for me, I really enjoy it because I feel like I can concentrate more on the food. It's not so spread out and there's not, 20 things going on at the same time. Not to say that we're not busy. I think we're a very busy club.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of banquets, parties. But it's not as much going on, so I can concentrate more on individual.
Well, it's a very different country club than it was when I was growing up here. When I was young, the country club was sort of over near campus and off Raleigh Road, and we used to go to social dancing lessons there on Friday nights. It was small, and then it moved. My mom and dad were members at the current club. Well, I say the current club, but the current club prior to burning down.
Yeah.
And for a while, and so I did get to go there a couple of times, and it just grew and grew and grew. But so this is basically a whole new building.
It is brand new, and I'll tell you, it's absolutely beautiful. It's gorgeous. The bar is absolutely beautiful. The dining room, really, I was impressed. I'd always knew about Chapel Hill Country Club, but when I actually went and checked it out when I was interviewing there, I was just blown away at how gorgeous it was.
So it doesn't resemble the old one at all?
Not. I never saw the old one, but from what I hear, not at all. Not at all, yeah.
So you've been through 10 months. That means you've been through a summer.
Yes, and summers are busy.
What is that like?
Busy. Well, you know, once it gets warm, golf's going, the pool's going, so we've got a separate kitchen down at the pool. Where we're doing, you know, lighter things, some salads and
burgers.
Yeah, we're still doing, of course, the burgers and, you know, the stuff to keep the kids happy. I'm actually going to do sushi this summer down at the club at the pool house, which is going to be pretty cool. Yeah. But yes, summers are just really that's when it's going on. You know, the tennis courts are going, the golf course is going, the pool's going. It's just, it's exciting.
And are there regular weekly events, dances and stuff like that, that member dances? You know how you're growing up, your parents always went to the Friday or Saturday night dance at the country club?
Well, we always do Wednesday night. It's family night.
Uh-huh.
So we always do a buffet, you know, based around family, so it's more kid-friendly stuff. And we always do a separate kids' buffet and things like that.
Oh, well, fun. What's on that?
Yeah. Well, we always do, like, grilled chicken, green beans, some homemade pizzas.
Chicken fingers?
No, we try not to put chicken fingers. I try to keep
Good
it healthier on the buffet. And then if they want to, we always have the a la carte menu open also. So they can always order something off the menu.
Well, we're going to have to go to break. So hold those thoughts. When we come back, you've bought copies of the new menu, and we're going to look at that. I am talking with Jimmy Rialli, executive chef at the Chapel Hill Country Club, brand new building. And we're going to talk about this beautiful menu when we come back. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Need your local culture fix? The lifestyle section of chapelboro.com is the only place to go for food and dining, restaurant views, health tips, fashion, and local culture commentary. Want to know what the best shows and venues to attend? Lifestyle has show listings for Deepak, Cat's Cradle, and the Art Center, and many more. And be sure to check back after the show for reviews and commentary. There's even information on local neighborhoods and schools. Keep yourself in style with Chapel Boro's Lifestyle.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there. Once again, your host on WCHL, Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my table Jimmy Rialli from Chapel Hill Country Club. And we were about to start talking about this beautiful spring menu.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Is it out yet?
No, it'll be out in the next week or so.
Well, I already told you when my first look down at it, local asparagus salad, poached Lotta Farm egg, frisée, tomato, black truffle vinaigrette.
I know. I'm so excited about the local asparagus heading our way.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
It's coming.
Farm?
It's coming through, I believe it's Knight Farm.
Oh, how nice.
And it should be here within the next week, right when I start to roll this out.
Oh, my gosh. So I remember a friend of mine, they started growing asparagus. This was a couple years ago. And she gave me some to take home. And she said, you know, the thing is, a lot of people don't realize how well asparagus adapts and grows around here. And people just get impatient with it because you plant it. I mean, it doesn't grow for a couple years.
Yeah, it takes a while. Yeah, the first few crops don't make it.
Okay, you know what? I said that was going to be my favorite, but I just looked up and I saw the frisée and arugula, smoked bacon, shiitake mushrooms, tomato, Lotta Farm, sunny side egg, and truffle vinaigrette.
Yeah, that one's on my current menu now.
Oh, like that.
That's a good
one. These are all appetizers and salads I'm reading, right?
Yeah, on the top part, yeah.
So the new item is the Vidalia onion and potato soup.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to do a little spring style soup. We'll use some new potatoes, some nice spring onions, and a little crispy country ham on top.
Oh.
Yeah.
So people eat light when they come.
This is
fairly a light lunch menu.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, actually, this is the
dinner menu
that
you're
looking at.
And the next page I've got are entrees. But what I was saying, like I was saying before, there's so many members here, and there's so many ages that being at a country club, you have to really keep a variety of different type items.
So is it predictable? Who's going to is a service dinner service predictable?
Not really. I guess when there's certain events going on, like we do trivia every other
is every
Thursday.
Every night something except for Monday.
Not every night. But Wednesday nights we do a family night buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday nights we do a seafood type buffet, and those are the only nights that we actually do buffets. We do a lot of a la carte service,
okay,
like a freestanding restaurant would. I get to have a lot of fun with that. And like I said before, I change the menus quite often. If something's not selling or not doing as well as I'd like it to, I'll take it off and I'll replace it with something else. So like I said, the key I think is really switching it up a lot to keep a lot of variety for the members.
Well, so I guess, I mean, I know when my mom and dad were members at the Carolina Club up on campus.
Yeah.
And they never made reservations. They just sort of, it's like, well, my club, I don't really need to. Is it the same as a restaurant where you come in and say, how many reservations do we have? And people feel more like it's a drop-in place since it's their club, sort of, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we prefer reservations just to kind of gauge what the night's going to hold and how busy it's going to be. But for the most part, you can kind of tell, you know, on a Friday night, we're going to do probably a couple hundred people.
So for one of those big seafood buffets and stuff, you don't need a reservation, but it would help.
Yeah, it helps.
Uh-huh.
It always helps.
And full bar and all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But we always do.
Do you have a separate bar menu?
Yeah, well, we have an all-day menu. So what it is we have an all-day menu that basically runs from the time we open until the time we close.
And
that's 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock until?
For lunch. And then we usually close around 9. But if people are still rolling in, we still stay open to accommodate them.
Well, that must be a really different kind of
it is.
Day for you instead of having to get there for breakfast. And
yeah.
Yeah. And
be
and
there for the whole thing.
So your staff, what are they like?
Oh, I've got a great staff. I've got a sous chef, Robert Quick, who's been there 20 years, and he takes care of a lot of the desserts and a lot of the savory food. He loves doing, we do a lot of barbecue, we do a lot of whole pigs during the summer.
For your parties and stuff?
Yeah, for summer, for parties. And Robert's the man when it comes to cooking whole pigs.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, collard greens and
yeah.
A lot of that southern style.
Well, so I'm looking at the dinner entrees, and you've made the black eye pea cakes. You've made a variation of that before. I've had those.
Yes.
With sautéed squash, tomatoes, Swiss chard, chow chow, and grain mustard crema. Yum.
Yeah, that's a good one. I try to keep the vegetarian options switching out pretty constantly too, because there's not as much of a variety for vegetarians.
See, I would have a hard time picking from this menu because the braised and shredded spring lamb with sweet pea risotto, farmer's market veggies, and green apple salad sounds perfectly like spring in your mouth.
Yeah. And a lot of the menu items that I've been running at the club are very similar to ones that I was doing at the country club or at the Carolina Inn. So,
well, hold those thoughts. We're going to need to run to break. Before we go, is there a web address that people can go? You should join so you can go have Jimmy's food, and he's going to give you some information about that.
There is. It's www.chcountryclub.com. And you can call the main line if you want to come and have a tour and, you know, check out the club. And the number there is 919-967-8201. And you can ask for Jeff Early and myself also.
And he will give you a tour.
And yeah.
Well, don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Scarlet, it's over. I'm leaving.
Rhett, if you go, where shall I go and what shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, chapelboro.com. You can find photo galleries, daily columns, news and sports, Chapelboro's best, all that and more every day.
Oh, Rhett, with the comprehensive community calendar as my witness, I will never go hungry again.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square, local and legendary downtown shopping and dining. Now welcomes KidZoo Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Once again, here's Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have around my table Jimmy Rialli from Chapel Hill Country Club, and you know, we were talking about how much trouble I would have picking something off this menu because there's pan-seared North Carolina dayboat flounder, salmon, Ashley Farms chicken piccata, drunken bourbon ribeye, pan-seared North Carolina pork chop, steak, North Carolina catfish. Ugh. So you really are doing tons and tons of local. Oh, and I see you have a wild mushroom tomato and spinach risotto.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm still trying to, like I was just saying before we went to break, I'm incorporating a lot of the same style dishes that I was doing at the Carolina Inn, which was a, you know, four-star, four-diamond restaurant. So I've definitely tried to raise the bar
at the Country Club. Well, this looks like the bar is raised.
Yeah, and I'm very happy with it and the response I've gotten from the new menus.
So membership, I guess. What is that like? Is that a good mix of ages? And
it is a good mix of ages. And you know, I think with the club being rebuilt and you know, it's a little newer and a lot more
spiffier.
Beautiful than it was before. We're definitely attracting a younger crowd, which is great. A younger membership. Currently, we have around 700 member families.
Wow.
And that equates to about 2,000 people, about 2,000 members.
That is a lot.
It's a lot. So it's a big club.
So, I mean, theoretically, I'm asking this because it just popped in my head, but can you ever have too many members?
Well, they do have in the guidelines where we stop at so many. And I think we're at it. We're not at it yet, but you know, we're getting close to it. We're always looking for new members, of course. But they don't want to go too overboard to where
lose the feeling of specialness.
Yeah, you lose the feeling and you know, you can't get on the golf course. You can't get on the tennis courts and the pool's too crowded. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely a very busy club.
Are there any pool times that aren't? There aren't kids there?
Oh, from open to close. They're there.
They are, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. Let's not wait 18 months or 10 months or however long before you come back.
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
It's always a pleasure to see your beautiful face.
Aw. See, he's going to make me blush. You can't see that on. We're fans of each other, so this is good. Jimmy Rialli? Chapel Hill Country Club, thank you, and I will look forward to seeing you again. You are listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.